WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Okay, team, All of It. It's time for another All of It watch party. That's when we all watch a series or film and then talk about it a few days later. So on Tuesday, June 1st, we will be talking about and taking your calls about Mayor of Easttown. This Sunday is the finale of HBO's layered crime drama, Mayor of Easttown, starring Kate Winslet as Mayor, a hard-nosed yet complex small-town detective trying to solve a young girl's murder while also trying to hold on to her splintering family after the suicide of her son and attempting to maintain her own sense of right or wrong, which is proving difficult. You haven't watched Mayor of Easttown yet? Well, seeing as there's a 100% chance of rain tonight and 80% chance of rain on Saturday and 60% chance on Sunday, I'd say some binge watching could happen. The limited series of just 7 episodes has become a big hit, with people trying to guess the murderer. The town is full of shady people who could have wanted the teen mom dead. Even author Stephen King tweeted after last week's penultimate episode, which seemed to solve the killing, he tweeted, "Not convinced that he killed Aaron. I have a suspect in mind. Tell you next week if I'm right. Great show. Kate Winslet is killing it." The show is more than a whodunit. It's a series of portraits of the people who populate a working-class Pennsylvania town. As Vulture TV critic Jen Chaney wrote of Mayor of Easttown, that it pivots from crime drama to character study and exploration of grief, and that the whole series is, quote, "anything that can trigger a sense of shock, transport you to another town, and make you cackle," again, Gene Smart for president, "is the kind of television that's worth your time." To help us get a preview of Mayor of Easttown, joining me is Jen Chaney from Vulture. Hi, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. And for those of you who haven't watched yet, there may be some spoilers in this conversation. So, Jen, there's a lot of crime procedurals out there. What's unique about Mayor of Easttown?
Well, I think some of the things you mentioned, you know, obviously the crime aspect of the series has drawn people in. Everyone's trying to figure out who is the killer of Aaron McMenamin, the young woman who turns up dead in the beginning of the series. You know, we all love those kinds of mysteries. And in a way, this has that everyone's a suspect feel of an Agatha Christie novel, except that it's an Agatha Christie novel in Wawa Town, Pennsylvania. but I think all the other aspects of the series are what really make it so riveting. You know, the fact that it is also a family drama, the fact that Kate Winslet is giving such an amazing performance and is you know, a much more complex detective than we often see in sort of standard procedurals. And then there are, like, humorous elements in it. I alluded in my review to the relationship between Mayor and her mother, who's played brilliantly by Jean Smart, and that has some real friction and some real funny moments. So I just think it's a really, really rich show that you just want to sit in it for a while when you're watching it.
Yeah, the series really hinges on this tremendous performance by Kate Winslet as Mayor Sheehan. What is her strength in this role?
I think her strength is her sturdiness. I mean, certainly much has been made about her ability to tackle that Delaware County, Pennsylvania accent, which is not an easy one, especially for someone British as she is. But, you know, I think that she's just, Mayor is such a stubborn and steadfast and low-key character, and I think Winslet really just gets a grip on her. She's always playing everything with subtlety, and I think she does that in every role. But she just embodies this woman. You know, you forget it's Kate Winslet.
You do. You know what's really interesting? We interviewed when the series first started, Craig Zobel, who directed many of the episodes, and I asked about Kate Winslet, like, you know, she looks like Kate Winslet, but you don't realize it's Kate Winslet. And he told me a funny detail that she let her eyebrows go wild, and that she was brushing them wildly because she has naturally perfect eyebrows, and in her mind that Mayer would never have time to deal with her eyebrows. And it's that kind of interesting little detail that you're like, oh wow, this woman thinks about everything. Let me talk about those accents. It's a very specific accent to a part of Pennsylvania. A lot has been made of it. I want to play for people who haven't seen it. Let's listen to this clip that our colleagues from NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour picked out. This starts with Kate Winslet as Mayer.
Did you see Dawn on the news this morning?
Yes. I was hoping you didn't catch that. You know, it's not about you. She just misses her daughter.
Dawn and daughter. So the accents actually spawned an SNL parody. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
In a small town, somewhere between New York and D.C.
County sent me to oversee this investigation.
Comes another story of a grizzled lady detective.
You call me Care. Everybody else does.
Joker found the body over there.
What do we know so far?
I don't know what we know. All I know is what we don't know.
With a very specific accent.
Oh, no. I know her. It's Owen's dirter.
Dirter?
Did I stir? The dirter's been murdered.
Oh, daughter.
How did you feel about the accents? Were they helpful in keeping you in the story? Did you ever find them distracting?
You know, I think at first it took a little adjusting, especially to hearing Kate Winslet talk that way. And I felt like they purposely made her say water, like within the first 5 minutes of the series. but then you settle into it. And I think it just adds to the sense of place that the whole show has. And, you know, maybe I'm a little bit biased because I'm from Maryland, and there's a little bit of Baltimore in that accent, too. The O's are very similar. So maybe I've just been hearing it my whole life. But I didn't find it distracting once I got used to it.
My guest, Jen Chaney, TV critic for Vulture. We are doing a preview of Mayor of Easttown. The finale is this Sunday. We're hoping that you'll watch it, and then we can talk about it on Monday. Jen, the show also deals with so many problems in small working class towns, drugs, loneliness, hopelessness. What is it doing right about addressing these issues?
I mean, I think it's addressing them and showing the impact that it has on families and the ripple effect that it has. I mean, one of the major issues in the show, and you alluded earlier to the fact that Mayer has lost her son to suicide, and she's still dealing with the repercussions of that. I think one of the main themes in the show is how these kinds of traumas continue to get passed on from generation to generation, and younger people, her other daughter, her grandson, are still, you know, they're going to feel the impacts of these things. So I think it shows how important it is to address these issues, to let some sunlight on them, and to not hold things in and keep things secret. I think that's probably the main message that you'll come away with after watching the whole show.
So getting to the finale, one set of disappearances has been solved. Someone has confessed to the killing of Aaron, but nobody seems to be buying that the confessor actually did it or did it by himself. What are you looking for, besides finding out who did it, what are you looking forward to about the finale? And do you have any guesses?
Well, see, here's where I have to be very careful, Allison, because I've actually seen the finale already.
No!
And I don't want to say a word that's going to reveal anything to anybody. What I will say is that there is more than one twist in the finale with regard to who the killer is. Will find out that information, but there's a couple twists that are coming up.
I'm so jealous.
So I don't know if Stephen King is right or not, because he's been elusive about what his theory is, but he may be.
I literally screamed when they only sent me 5 out of 7 episodes as a preview. I screamed at the end of the fifth one. I'm incredibly jealous that you've already seen it. But scale of 1 to 10 as a critic, where would you put the finale? Is it a full bang on 10? Is it a 8, 7? What do you think?
I'm going to say 8.
8?
I'll say 8.
That's a pretty good rating. Vulture TV critic Jen Chaney, thank you so much for previewing our watch party of Mayor of Easttown. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.